Hello everyone, welcome to Trailing Hours. I've just been silly this morning, haven't I, Mo?
Yeah.
What a dumbo. Absolute palaver. Leaving our lovely little camp spot in this valley bowl. We camped in the middle of like a meadow and like on a sort of flatty spot thing. And it was a good night, I didn't sleep too well, which is probably why I've just been a bit of an idiot this morning. Essentially, whilst packing up, trying to get out as fast as we can, because today we're probably going to do the most miles we've ever done, probably into the 30s, trying to get over the Oregon border and further towards Ashland. Gosh, I don't know. It started off all so well. I was trying to look after a bee who was really sluggish in the morning cold. Ended up standing on him. I rolled up the tent, put the tent into my bag. Then I was like, wait, where are my sunglasses? Searched around like an absolute goose. Turns out I rolled them up with the tent. So I had to unroll the tent. Got those out. What else did I do, Molly? Then basically packed up my entire bag and then realized that my hydration hose from my bladder wasn't sticking out of my bag. Somehow I packed it into my bag too, so I was like, brilliant. I turned in my bag, get out the hose. Basically, it was just one thing after another, just Ethan being a bit of a goose. But it's all good, we are leaving now. Sun's rising, it's about 10 to 7. We're still in the shade, but I can see the sun's glowing on the other side of the meadow where we were. In fact, it's just starting to glow where we were, which is quite nice. Yeah, nice little lake just down from where we were too. I didn't notice that. And everything's like a hazy, misty silhouette in the morning. It's lovely. So yeah, today, big mile day, crossing the Oregon border and trying to get ourselves into a nice position towards Ashland. So come along, join us, and yeah, let's go walk the trail. Such a beautiful bird, you would think the Stella Jay would have a more appealing call. I always find that some of the most beautiful birds that I know have some of the most disgusting calls. For example, Molly and I once went kayaking on the Helford River in Cornwall, UK. Beautiful, lovely little river. And on that river, there's loads of nests of egrets. Beautiful, white, heron-like birds. Love them. So beautiful, so graceful. Love to see them around. But as we were kayaking, we started hearing these weird noises, like, and we're like, what the fuck is that? We look up in the trees and there's all these nests of egrets up there. And they're all just going, it's just like, what? No way is that your call. Man, evolution's done a number on you. Morning's going well. Only been walking for like, I don't know, like 2 hours maybe. But it feels good. Both walking at a strong pace. Molly's just behind me. Somewhere just around the corner, and it's just been like really beautiful ridgeline walks. And today the morning is so misty that it silhouettes all of the ridgelines ahead, but it's not smoky anymore. I think this is just literally morning mist rising from the valleys, so you can see way onto the horizon. It's just all of these lovely rippling ridgelines, and as they get further and further away, I think they get lighter and lighter. So there's each layer of ridgeline has a different shade of sort of dark grey. It's really beautiful. And the sun's out and there's a slight breeze, so it's nice and cooling. Yeah, I think today's gonna be a really good day. I have to apologize, like my opening thing, I was excited, I was pumped, and you know, I was excited for today, but I was also really tired. And yeah, so I probably didn't sound as enthused as I probably should be about crossing the Oregon border today. No, genuinely, that's going to be good. I'm so, so excited about that. And it's a big push for us, I think, as in, like, it's a big drive for us to do big miles today, because the border from where we were camping was about 26.6 miles away. So that's kind of like, you know, normal day, could do a few more miles on an like on any other day. Usually we would do like 2 more miles than that or something like that. So, you know, not too far. It sounds great. But I think once we cross that border, we're planning on doing maybe another 5 or so. So we're stepping into potentially 30 plus miles today, which is quite exciting. But I think the fact that we would have crossed the state borders is going to be a bit of a drive for us once we get there, and we're going to be like, yeah, let's start today walking into Oregon rather than camping just like on the border. Let's actually cross the border and start making some motion. So yeah, really excited about that. And I've seen lots of pictures of people up ahead of us taking, you know, posting about them crossing the border, and you know, it's just like a sign that says welcome to the state boundary, California that way, Oregon that way. But so, you know, as a monument itself, it's not much, but it's gonna be a really good feeling. We've been in California now for 4 months. 4 months. California's a big goddamn state. So everyone on the trail is so pumped to be getting out of it. Really, like, California, you've been brilliant. You're a beautiful state, you're very diverse. Let's just put it that way, with your snow and your heat, your beautiful coastline, but then your like barren and sometimes rugged countryside inland. But I am now ready to be stepping over into Oregon. I'm so, so ready. I'm really, really excited about that. Just came across a load of berries on the trail just down to my left. I'm trying to work out what they are. Kind of look like blackberries, but all of them are red. Which then makes me think raspberries, but they're not. You know, you don't want to make that mistake, do you? I'm just going to ignore them, walk on past. Just coming down a hill now through a forest, which is really nice and cooling. And then we go up for about 1,000 foot of elevation gain over the course of a mile or two. Sorry, just walking down towards the car park, and there's a car there. I don't think it's trail matching though. Looks closed. But yeah, so about to do a big climb. I think today that's like the only climb of the day, basically. And the rest of the day is just sort of following gradual inclines and declines along the trail.
You don't need to stay.
Yeah, but as soon as you get more than a certain amount of wind, it just...
Yeah. Like my tents, like I need the stake.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, without stakes, my thing's not standing.
Yeah.
That's why I like my Hubba Hubba.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
You could put it anywhere. I mean, I can go say, that rock looks good and it's flat, and I can go there, plop, and just stick it up there, you know?
Yeah, I have a mountaineering tent, that thing will never blow over. Yeah. It's like aluminum poles, like heavy duty.
If I would have done it again, I would have got like a one person BV.
Yeah, BVs are
They best. Don't fly off. They're like super low. You don't need anything more than that. They weigh like nothing.
You can put them anywhere. Like I did the East Coast Trail in Newfoundland, which is on the coast. And like, I had a fly creek, and I'm like, nope, I'm out of here. And I got a hurricane coming through, like 120 kilometer an hour winds, with between 100 and 140 millimeters of rain in 2 days.
Oh shit!
So I'm like, I'm in a fly creek. I'm like, nope, I'm out of here. I'm like, if I had a bivy, that's kind of the way to go.
Yeah.
If you have not a lot of space to pitch it and something for the wind.
I saw people in the Sierra had mountaineering tents, but yeah. I got jealousy, and I'm like passing a black diamond, like the tents that are pretty much like avalanche proof, like they can.
I have one of those, yeah.
Yeah.
The Mountain 25, it's like has like 15 guy lines on it.
It looks like a tank. It looks like a little bunker.
Princess's tent.
Yeah. Dude, the bathtub on that thing is like 90D.
We had one of them. We had one of those, and you could like. Put your weight on it.
Yeah, they're crazy. And then they're warm because there's only like a small vent mesh on top.
Yeah.
Well, they're made for, like 120 kilometer an hour winds.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, man, the stakes on those things, it's like the heaviest. There's like 20 stakes.
You can put on a, like,
well, that's what it's for. It's for mountain expeditions. Mountain. It's like, it's an actual like expedition tent.
Yeah. You put my tent on a windy mountain and you're going to have the worst night of your life.
Yeah, you can't put a Z-Pax on like Mount Everest. You show up in ultralight gear and trail runners. Try to FKT, man. Black baby bed.
Yeah, I think Princess's tent was like 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what mine weighs, about 7 or 8 pounds with the stakes. But like, dude, that thing, like, I pitched it in the middle of winter on top of a mountain, covered in snow, like literally like under 2 feet of snow.
Next water is 12.5 pounds.
Yeah, next good one. I think there's water in the 1 in 5, but it's off right. Because if someone commented that it's flowing like a liter a minute,
and the next day, yeah,
and then the next day dry, that makes me think that someone just
doesn't know how to collect water. Then. Yeah. Like I was hearing the one, the lookout spring was dry, but it was
fine.
I've
seen some where it's like it's dry, and I'm like, it's clearly not.
Yeah.
Like I'm standing at it, it's flowing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'll take another. Chug a liter and pack out another liter.
For 12 miles?
Take two.
Oh, 2 liters.
Well, okay. I'm gonna chug one now and then just take two out.
Yeah. That's a good move.
Since we're doing a 12 mile stretch, I'm gonna hang out here for a few minutes. And just do that.
I miss the days of only doing 12 miles.
12 mile days? Oh man.
I never did that on this trail.
I started doing like 14.
Yeah, I think 13 was my lowest. One.
Well, I had a tendon problem healing, and then I've never through hiked, so.
Mm.
Like, if I try to do 25s from the start, I'm gonna be like a cripple by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to house there and I was like, fuck it, I'll do more. That felt good, but. I always try to not go too fast because it's so easy to be like, I've done 20s before and I'm just going to keep pushing them. And
I hiked with someone who was here last year.
Yeah.
And they started off like doing 25s, 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
And in Big Bear, he had a stress factor.
Well,
in his foot.
Well, no doubt.
And he's like, yeah, I'm taking it slow, not doing 20s until like Kennedy Meadows or something. Well. He had like a under 10 pound base weight.
Wow.
What was your name?
Ben, but he probably got a trail name since then.
He's
British.
Sounds a bit like Peter Pan, but he started when I started. He had a 7 pound base weight.
Wow.
But he was trying to do a yo-yo and then he gave up in Wrightwood.
Because of the snow?
I think he lost motivation.
Yeah.
I think what happened, but like. He started on April 25th, which is really late for
that's so late.
In any year. Like normally, yo-yoers start
March.
In like March in a normal snow year. Cause they want to be in like they want to be in Canada in like August.
Like early August.
Early August, so you can turn back and hit the Sierra again before the snow's coming.
Yeah.
But
that doesn't sound fun to me.
Yeah, yo-yoing doesn't sound fun.
Like I just walked all the way up here, now I gotta walk all the way fucking back.
I kind of like the idea of it, but. It's also an idea I like because I can never try it because I just don't have that visa.
You can't get
You can apply for an extension, but it would be like
a month they usually give you.
No, they could give you 6 more months, but like the thing is, like I wouldn't know it if I can do it before I get the extension.
No. Mm.
And you need to send your passport in and a bunch of stuff. So like it would be like trying to start a yo-yo. And then halfway in, you find out if you're actually gonna do it or
good
not.
Boss, thank you.
So.
Yeah.
Also, you need to have a pretty good reason to get an extension.
I'm trying to yo-yo the PCT.
Out.
What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I mean, I already got pulled into the customs when I tried to hike the PCT this year, and they're like, yeah, we don't believe you. So if I say yo-yo, they're gonna...
Just tell them to smell your backpack and we'll believe you.
That's pretty much what happened. They were like, because they took me away and they were like, but you got your visa in 2017 and it says that you got it to hike a trail. I'm like, yeah, but I didn't finish it. So I'm here to do the whole thing. And they're like, well, how far did you get? I'm like, oh, like almost to the end of California. And they're like, but why are you flying to San Diego? I'm like, well, I'm trying to do it from the start. So like, but why would you do it again if you've already done it? But I'm like, I haven't done the whole thing and I wanna. They're like, but you've done so much, why would you start? I'm like, but yeah, it was literally.
Maybe you're
like,
just thinking you're an idiot for doing that.
Maybe. They were like, we're gonna try and save you from doing
that. Don't do it,
man. But yeah, pretty much. They were like, go and get your bags and come back. And then I got them. And they like, Yeah, can you just open them up and take your, or like,
oh no,
open it up? So they had them open. I had them, they're like, do you have anything sharpened? I'm like, yeah, there's an ice axe and crampons in that one. Like, be careful there. And they're like, started opening my packs up, got in like a third, and they're like, yeah, we trust you.
Yeah.
As soon as they see, like, it's just filled, two backpacks filled with hiking gear, and they're like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, you're telling the truth. You're not.
I never got, like, all the whole airport interrogation process.
Yeah.
Because, like, okay, they know, they vet you out when they give you the visa.
Yeah, yeah, but then it's, but like, I can come for 10 years.
Okay, why are you in America? I want to travel for a month in New York.
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going? New York City, and then I'm going to see Niagara Falls. Okay, I mean, they're going to stamp it.
Yeah.
And they're going to give you 6 months, because that's, they have like 3 months for the European, like, yeah, no visa, and yeah, 6 months for everyone else. They don't have, like, in between.
I get, like, even when I come through and I'm, like, just having a transit, I get a 6 month stamp.
Wow.
Like, I was in the US for 5 months for the PCT and, like, a bit of a road trip after. And then 2 months later, I come by because I'm flying to Guatemala and I have a transit. And it's like, yeah, 6 months.
Yeah, because once they see you have a visa, it's like, you know how many people they process per day?
Yeah.
And yet when I came, he asked me for my California fire permit.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
I've never had to do that.
At the airport?
At the airport.
Do you think there's some guy just trying to, like...
I have no idea.
What happens, like, if you don't have it?
He was like this, where are your permits? So I show him my, like, hiking permit.
Yeah.
He says, and where's your California fire permit?
What?
Really, did, like, you have one?
Yeah. Lucky for me.
But it's like, this doesn't... Like, I'm a code jurisdiction.
I was kind of shocked. I was like, what?
I don't do fires.
How do you know I need one?
Yeah.
You don't need it.
I reckon he's just like a...
You need it to start a fire.
If, yeah, just, and say, your stove is a fire.
I reckon he was...
I could have said, well, I'm not cooking.
Yeah.
I reckon he's like, oh, fuck you, get out of here.
Fucking ultralight, get out of here.
He was just probably a do-gooder.
Yeah.
So, when y'all did yours, this is a question, because all of your routine, right? So, well, it made me do the fire permit. Like, in order for me to print off my PCT,
oh yeah, you
form,
have to watch,
you have
the video.
To watch the video.
Yeah. Yeah.
To watch the PCT permit? No, yeah, what you have, I mean, to do, yeah, is, like, click the link, and then you can go back,
okay,
and not,
okay,
watch it.
Okay, because, like, Bandit was saying, she's like, oh, I didn't have to do that. I'm like... I'm pretty sure you did, because you didn't really have a choice. It wouldn't...
Yeah, you know, you have to click the link.
Yeah, you have to click the link
and then you can
skip
go
through
back.
The video.
That's true, okay, for this year. They, so it used to be that you used guys a printable PDF.
Yeah.
And I think now they're like, okay, there's so many people, so we're going to force you, or as far as they can, force you to watch, like, the Limo train.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. It's five minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not the problems.
It's a good idea.
Oh,
we're
5 minutes? Oh, man.
We're like the most... like, eco-friendly hikers around.
Point, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, people are like, it's all the garbage, you see it on the highways in,
yeah,
like, around towns. Like,
all the fires are always, like, day hikers and campers. And,
yeah.
A lot of, I've seen some hikers that, like, I didn't want to go, I was like, it was early in the morning, I was like, I'm too tired to deal with this, but I saw some guy in a forest after Bernie. Or not after burning, after bound, then have a fire on the ground without the fire ring.
Oh shit.
In,
oh, really?
In the middle of a forest. I'm like, that is,
oh,
the dumbest shit I've seen.
Yeah, I'd give him shit.
And there was some people, but there was someone who posted, like, around this area, who kept finding an unput out campfire every single day.
Really?
Yeah, right, so right after the border.
Yeah, right,
oh,
after
my
the
gosh,
border.
Seriously?
Like, yeah, because, like,
that's
people
bad.
Think that if you just leave them, they're out.
No.
But, like, you need to, like, stir.
Yeah, yeah.
Do any fires start because of root fires?
Yeah. But people don't think of that. They're like, oh, I'm just
yeah,
gonna...
The one that's now in Oregon started by a campfire.
Probably. That's
yeah,
what it was?
Yeah, they're yeah, always...
Yeah,
like,
it was like campground thing.
Fires are shit, almost always started by... That's the thing. Like, fires in general are good. But the reason they have so many is that, like, is it 80 or 90% are started by people?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, in here?
In the US, like,
yeah,
80 or
okay,
90%.
For us, it's mostly lightning in British Columbia.
Yeah.
Mm. But, like, yeah, campfires are the second... Yeah, it's mostly just... Lightning strike on a dry ridge, hit the tree.
There was one around Burnie. There was, like, a sign talking about three different fires that happened. And one of them was, like, lightning. And then the other one was, like, a spark came off of a bulldozer whilst they were doing
yeah,
logging.
Yeah, that's another
and
one.
It just,
yeah,
like, kicked off. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, that happens. Like, Well, like lawnmowers and it hits a rock.
Yep.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it? It's crazy how dry it gets.
In Sweden, we usually get them if it's like machinery that breaks down. But Sweden doesn't really have them.
I was going to say, do you get them like annually or is it like rare?
Rare. So I haven't been in Sweden much for a couple of years, but I know last year we had a bunch of big wildfires where we had to call in help from like Poland and other countries.
Oh, right.
Because we just don't have like the. Because they happen so rarely that we don't have the infrastructure to deal with them.
Yeah.
I think the UK had one last year.
The 100-acre wood burn.
Oh, shit.
It was like, well, this doesn't happen.
Yeah, East Coast Canada very rarely burns, but last year was a very, very dry year. And, yeah, there was wildfires, and first time in like 10 years was a fire ban.
Damn.
Yeah, we get one. We get every year. We get a fire season. Sure. Yeah, because it's the same as here. It's like even the same trees.
It's dry, so dry.
And it gets really dry in the summer, so like it doesn't rain at all from April to September. And it's a heavily populated area, so like a lot of the fires are started by people burning garbage and stuff.
Oh, wow.
We had so much
and they always blame terrorists.
Dude, last year was such a bad year on the West Coast.
We had to close our work for a couple of days because like you couldn't see shit.
Yeah.
But our company, which is the company I work for, is like a big company, and they're not always very good with like being honest about things. So on social media, we have this thing called a sky, I don't even know what it's called. It's a glass floor and you stand in the valley. And it's so fucking smoky.
What's the point?
Yeah, it's so smoky. You can't see shit. Like I saw like Snapchats from people working on it and they're like, it's just fucking smoke and they can't see shit. And our company posts a picture on their Facebook page. They're like, come visit our sky thing. And it's like beautiful views and sunny and there's people looking happy. Lies. And I'm like, I know you're not saying that this is from today, but this is really sketchy to post this when it's literally no view. And like, we had people who were like, I'm not working because I can't. Like, I had to go in, it was so smoky that when I was working, I had to go and sit down in the kitchen because I just couldn't like, you just didn't get enough air.
Oh, yeah. I remember in Nelson, there was a fire just a few miles from town.
Yeah.
And wake up the next day and the whole town's covered in ash.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't see, like, it hurts to breathe. Like,
damn.
You can't hike. You can't really. There's always, like, an air quality survey, and then it's like, don't be outside for more than, like, an hour at a time.
Oh, shit.
No, we don't get it as that bad.
Yeah,
ever.
It's fucking bad out there. Well, we used to have, like, it used to rain. Every June used to be the rainiest month out of the year.
Yeah.
It's called the June monsoon, but it doesn't happen anymore. So like that.
Almost like global warming is a thing.
Yeah. Like when did that stop?
In the last 5 years.
That's crazy.
Like it's very rare that we'll. Usually, like if the hotter month is like July, August, that's when the high of the alpine starts to melt. But like they got a low snow year this year, and like you're able to go into some of these higher like end of June, which is like a month and a half early, which is just crazy. So like all that snow that's supposed to stay up there and melt progressively throughout the summer.
It's just like gone.
It's just gone, dry. I don't know how bad it is now, but yeah. Usually July is just so smoky.
In fact, where I work, the company is like, we need, because they worked on a glacier, so like we need that glacier to be there. But they're like, global warming like really affects this thing, and meanwhile we're burning $2,000 Canadian of diesel for our generators a day.
Oh really?
And I saw like, cause I worked in staff kitchen, so I could see where they're doing like the instructions for new guides, and they had a big thing about like, yeah, global warming is really bad, but it's not generally not brought on by like tourism. It's more how you travel there. So it's not the spot you go to. Like they have a big thing to tell tourists that we're not part of the problem. I'm like, we're burning $2,000 of diesel for our generators a day.
Yeah, everyone's part of the problem.
We have these big-ass trucks that just blast out black smoke everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, we're definitely part of the problem.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Yeah, and meanwhile, like, other companies in the same area are like, we're using, like, 2% of our income to, like, move to become, like, to climate compensate and, like, build, like, solar panels and stuff, and we're like, we're not part of the problem.
Don't worry about it. Spend your money here.
Black diesel smoke, Yeah.
It's a cleaner burn. It's fine.
It's a cleaner. Yeah. Like I hiking on that glacier, I had to have my headphones in because it was just so loud.
Really? We are now 10 miles away from the border.
What?
So good. What a good feeling. We just stopped to have lunch, discovered that amazing fact, lay down for a little bit. It was a nice little lunch. It's now 1:30, so probably there for about 45 minutes or so. We've been tracking it. So we've done basically about 15 miles today so far, and we did that by 1 o'clock. And a few people have come past, and we were delivering them the news that it's only 10 miles to the border. Literally everyone got a spring in their step with that. So yeah, awesome. Oh gosh, so it's been really nice actually. We had that little climb where I last left you, chatted to a load of people just at the bottom there. Basically it wasn't trail magic, but it was like the last water for about a 12 mile stretch. So we all just sat together and chilled out for a little bit, gathered the water, nailed the hill, and now I've been following the ridgeline ever since, and it's been really beautiful passing through green meadows like we have been, but also along into kind of these like dusty, really wide open spaces of very short yellow grass all over the place, and there's like dirt roads cutting across these hills. And yeah, the ridgelines around us are just so beautiful, but the trail itself's been kind of staying fairly steady, quite easy to walk quick miles with this kind of gradient, so that's awesome. Feeling really, really good today. Really excited to get to the border. 2 miles away from water now. Collect a bit of water and then we'll smash the last 8 miles. And then from there, we'll probably do another 5 or so. I think we're looking at like potentially 32 mile day today. Potentially. That will bring us to like a 20 miler tomorrow to get to Ashland. But yeah, no, it's feeling good. Feeling good. We're feeling very motivated with this. And I think everyone on the trail is, literally everyone's just talking about getting to that Oregon border. Hey cow. Hey pal. That was such a like hoo face. Thank you. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Where are you gonna charge? I wanna get it.
Wow. Cheers, cow friend. Enjoy the grass. That's a good feeling. Woo! Bye bye, California. Oh. That's sick.
Oh my God.
Whoa, 958 miles.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
That is a good sign.
We're in the triple digits now. This is good.
Yeah, that'll fly.
Yep, it
will fly. Oh, I'm gonna go cuts next year, the trip.
Yeah, sorry, we're kind of right in the middle here.
No, you're all good.
Nice, you can't move
yeah. Past those guys. I've never seen y'all before.
Oh yeah?
Maybe we have.
I don't know, probably not on trail.
Oh, are you English?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you
English? Yeah, of course
English. Oh, cool. Hello.
Where are you from?
Surrey?
Okay. I went to university at Holloway,
which was
like really nice.
And I'm from Hudson.
Oh, okay. I
don't have like hair back into.
Border's closed!
I kept thinking, oh, we must be closed, but I just never ran
that's
into.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
There's very many English.
Mm-hmm. You made it,
we
man.
We met a couple that were from like London area who was like a wild.
Yes.
So
this is the guy I was telling you.
Yeah.
What's up?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Were they slightly
older? 58.
Yeah.
It's the first thing everyone said.
Yeah. Like, that looks real good. Oh, man.
It's pretty fucking exciting.
It's super exciting.
Under 1,000 miles by a big number.
When you're in the Sierra, it's like the slowest.
Yeah.
And you get here, you're just.
Yeah.
God, that feels good. Try and hold it for you. Oh, sorry.
Sure. Take my pack, I couldn't get this thing.
No, I should put it down.
We totally forgot alcohol, like.
I was here.
This, I mean, it was coming.
Sweaty selfies, oh, those are the best. Oh yeah, nice. Watch out, it's a real loud, just aim it that way. Oh! I scared the shit out of some people, I'm like, what's this little thing? Okay, next person that comes in, somebody's gotta hide in the bushes and just fuck off.
Yeah, huh, hold on.
Holy shit.
Oh, that is a loud one, isn't it? That's mad.
You don't gotta be worrying about bears now.
Yeah, that's so true.
If they take bear spray, an air horn would probably be like.
Well, there was a guy carrying a bear popper last year.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
Pull it and it sounds like a gun. Yeah.
Problem is, those, you can't aim it behind them because they'll run towards you because they hear it from behind them and they'll just bolt straight.
Yeah, they need to be like looking at you.
Yeah, you gotta put them like straight up in the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd almost rather just carry a real gun.
Yeah. I had a buddy who launched a bear banger at a grizzly and it ran like towards him and past him.
Oh. Jeez.
Because they heard it from behind, right? So it just bolted.
He ran past. God, like, that would have been terrifying.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy. That would be terrifying. Yeah. To have
you're just like, oh my god, it's gonna eat my face. Oh wait, where'd it go?
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do? Like.
Not much.
Nothing.
Just watch it.
Yeah.
Just watch it and hope for the best.
Really good timing. Nice. Did you sign us into the register? Very fast. Did exactly what you wanted.
For an hour I was tasting it, I'm like, oh my god, I wish I had headphones to drown these thoughts out.
We should get some garlic breads for the room. We've got a microwave in the room. Love garlic bread.
This
is such a good
stuff.
Oh, so garlic bread sounds good.
Oh, man. Oh.
The Cash 22 water tank, some guy showed up and he brought like bags of tomatoes and grapes he had grown at his house.
Oh, like, man.
It's so fucking
water.
Yeah. That sounds so good.
Oh.
And, like, the next, I don't know,
the one that the guy like fills is he put like his name or whatever.
He's with Venmo.
Yeah.
His Venmo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we did.
I put it in my
couscous
the next day. It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Man.
I could have added an orange a couple times and a banana. I don't know.
I've had a lot of trail magic lately.
I haven't had any
for ages.
We've been really unlucky. We haven't had any for Toss and Pass.
Oh, I had last one was Ebbets Pass for me.
Yeah.
But I had like the best trail magic I've ever had. It was like, would you like a cheeseburger or pizza?
Oh,
like,
it was fucking.
What?
Limited situations.
Yeah, that was that rig.
Carson Pass, right?
Yeah, that was right before Carson.
That was, yeah, Ebbets Pass.
Yeah. We didn't have, we got to Ebbets Pass and we heard that it was a hot spot for trail.
Oh, it was ridiculous. I'm sorry.
We got there, there was nothing.
Oh, really?
We walked 0.5 miles to the car park because we were so like, maybe they're at the wrong place. And then we had to walk up the hill again because there was nothing.
No, he's not kidding. These people had like stone. They were like rolling dough and like
making like pieces.
They made guacamole
and, like,
on the spot.
Dude, I had like cherry shortcake with like whipped cream
and
fruit.
And she made guac on the spot for me. Oh my
god!
It was insane.
I got a coconut oil blueberry pancake.
Oh, stop it!
He's like, "Do you want some pancakes?" I'm like,
"They said they have people zeros there."
So. Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Insane. Like we got like mountain houses.
Oh man.
Hyperlight.
That was the biggest.
Pack.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. He was like, he got like 3 packs he was giving away, and he was like, I just don't need them anymore.
They get sponsorship. They had a van. They were giving bandanas.
Yeah, I got one of those. Oh yeah.
Like a real. It's a company that exists.
Yeah, the blue tie dye one. Yeah, it's insane.
Really sad. I hate this feeling.
Cold pressed coffee.
Made me like a hot chocolate and marshmallows.
They had just tables of food. Like
we sat there for like 3 hours.
Cookies.
Oh, and there was a puppy.
And then there was like a giant blow up.
Oh, the sheep, the sex sheep.
A blow up sheep, and it had like sharpies in its butthole, and you like just pulled one out and signed it.
Yeah.
Why was there a butthole on a blow up sheep?
I don't know. It was a bit.
I mean, people
not
have
not for the pen.
It was like a pen yeah,
put two and two together.
I mean, but. What? It's a bit weird.
It's for the if you're into bestiality and don't want to break the
law. I know.
Oh, <man. laughs> Wondering what company was like.
I don't know.
There's a service that needs to be provided.
Hot chocolate pizzas.
Very exclusive market. No.
Everything. They had everything.
Oh, yeah, their drink selection, like cold pressed coffee.
Stop talking about
they were apologizing because like. They were like taking half an hour to set up when we got there, and they were like, "We're just gonna be like 30 minutes," and then we're like, "We'll get you whatever you want."
Yeah, and they're like bringing you things.
And we just sat here in our comfy chairs with cup holders.
They didn't have any beer.
They had like Starbucks frappuccinos.
Yeah.
They had
those were so good.
Like, go-to thing.
Yeah, they had coconut water in cans.
Oh, that's so good.
They had the best
flavored
drink.
Ones, flavored coconut water, like just
like actual branded.
It goes
sodas.
On and on and on.
What the fuck?
They
dude?
Left no stone unturned.
No,
apart from beer.
Oh my god.
What? I know. I was kind of hoping we'd find some today that. Fucking cabins had it in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's been like Cokes
and stuff and sodas.
Oh, wow.
I was kind of hopeful for something here.
Yeah, like, you made it to Oregon and have a burger.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the air horn's
thing
for.
Thing is, I've lost it.
Maybe somebody's going to fly a drone out.
Yeah.
It's been a month.
After Ebbets Pass, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to ever get Trail Magic ever again.
Which made quite
the time. Yeah, the last time he was there as well. That Trail Magic.
That
was really good.
Like, I was gonna eat lunch like night before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll go to the road and see you. And like, do you want lunch? I'm like, yes.
It's so good.
It was just it was a guy who had a massive trail family, but there was a slow half and a fast half, and we would just happen to be in the middle. So we were like,
nice.
And it was his family who were doing it. So we were like, hi, we're not part of this, but yes, please.
Yeah, that's it. I've had it twice, or three times, I guess. Walker Pass was before.
Oh yeah.
Train Magic.
I had a guy cooking hot dogs in a jet boil. Walker Pass.
Oh,
I'm like, sure.
That
was different.
Yelled out the window. They're like, do you want Trail Magic?
Yes.
Spider Monkey had just left like 5 minutes before.
Oh, get wrecked.
And to hitch to Onyx because we were all like, let's go to Onyx and grab ice cream, and then someone rolls up a Trail Magic.
Wow. Sad.
Damn. Yeah, I'm always worried about that.
Sadly, our best Trail Magic was on day two.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't day two.
It was day three.
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
Rancheria.
Before Scissors Crossing, there was like,
the big bridge?
You know, it's like you come off the hills and there's like a desert area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like you can get cars out there and there's a water cache.
Huh.
And there were some people there, and they were doing hot dogs, and they had like, like Starbucks.
Yeah, hot dogs and chips.
Oh,
under the bridge, we had that huge trail magic in the desert, didn't we?
What? Party.
It was like a party. It was insane.
Oh, for real?
Speakers, like huge water cache, like chairs, like there were like like whoa. Yoga mats and stuff.
They were pro.
Loads of coolers of beer. We had like 10 beers just, each.
Whoa.
There was probably about 60 people under there.
What?
Damn.
That's intense.
Yeah. Like, just tables of like fruit.
Awesome.
When did you guys start?
They had a grill going as well.
I started 31st of March.
We've been like lucky.
We're
27th of March.
April
17th. Hello. This is me, Molly, talking. So, we just crossed the Oregon border, which was fab. And then we were in love. We were greeted into the lovely state of Oregon with a 2-mile, 1,000-foot climb. Thank you, Oregon. I heard you were flat. But we've just reached the top. It was lovely. It was about 7 o'clock. And the sun is like doing that nice low light thing. And one thing that happened at the Oregon border is great. We got there, there were lots of people, everyone was having a jolly good time. But the only thing was everyone was talking about how in Ashland everyone had been trying to book places to stay and hadn't been able to. Now, Ethan and I, well, me more than Ethan, were freaked out because Ashland we'd been looking forward to for so long for a zero, and now we find out that this is the weekend where they have their annual Shakespeare Festival, which they're famous for. So people flock from all over America to come to their Shakespeare Festival on this weekend, this one weekend that we happen to be arriving on. And as you probably know, I think Ethan's mentioned it many times, but this is going to be our first real zero since Bridgeport, which was more than a month ago. Like, we haven't had a full day off in more than a month. So we were really excited about this. So then we started freaking out. We were like, oh God, we're not going to be able to get signal. We can't, how are we meant to hook a place when they're running out and they're really expensive? Blah, blah, blah. So, I call on my trusty advisor. My dad came to my rescue, and I sent him a Garmin message saying, please help, and bless his heart, no he's not, sorry Dad, I know this is you listening right now, but I am really, really grateful. I'm just super grateful for him because he was able to book us a place, and I completely trust his judgment, so excelente. Now I can be more excited about doing this 30, knowing that I've got a bed to stay in. Okay, that's the end.
So, yeah, this is actually the morning after having crossed Oregon, a bit cheeky. But Molly and I got into camp and we were so tired and it was getting quite late, so we basically just collapsed. And there were lots of people around too, so yeah, we didn't want to disturb anyone. But to conclude on the day of crossing Oregon, what a freaking day! It was awesome. So yeah, just that feeling of crossing the Oregon border was such a nice one. It wasn't anticlimactic at all, actually. I thought it was going to be because it was just like 2 wooden signs, but honestly, getting there with the little hubbub of people there already and just crashing next to them, and that feeling of like, wow, like we've done California is finished. And then Oregon just treated us so well straight off the bat. I mean, there was a big hill at first, but after that it was like so nicely graded. There were like beautiful meadow fields going rolling down the ridgelines around us, full of cows. There was a really lovely cold spring, sheep camp spring. Oh man, and that was flowing so strongly as well. So it was brilliant, and it was so cold, so refreshing. And the other big thing, so I think there were 2 significant points of the day. The first being crossing Oregon, but the second being, it was our longest day thus far. We did 32 miles altogether, and we were feeling good about it too. Like, it wasn't like we crawled in. Yeah, we
up. Standpoint.
Yeah, well, that's actually true. Let's point that out. So, yeah, it was our first over 30, and as soon as you sort of get into Northern California, this kind of like this pressure among the hiking community to do over 30s on the reg. And some people are like, oh yeah, I'm doing 40s, or oh yeah, pushed on and did like a 50, and it's like, okay, that's cool. And Molly and I have been like resisting it for quite some time. It wasn't that we didn't want to do over 30, it was just like things would happen. We would get to like 27, it would be like, I don't know, ideal time to go camping, not to go camping, ideal time to camp. Or, you know, we would come across a beautiful spot, or we would be too tired. You know, just certain things stopped us from doing 30 or over. But yesterday, we knew that we were probably going to do over 30, because just to get to the Oregon border was 26 miles. And then, yeah, we just wanted to, like, go beyond there for sure. And we smashed it, and we were feeling really good. Molly was storming ahead. Like I said, Oregon was just such a treat. Lovely, beautiful grade on all the slopes and everything. And it was just like, wow, let's just keep going, let's just keep going. And then it was like the sun was dipping down. We got to this dirt road where a load of people were camped. We managed to squeeze in to a little spot.
The sun was setting over like the
Oh, it was beautiful, gorgeous sunset. Thank you so much, Oregon, for such a lovely entrance to your beautiful, beautiful state. But yeah, so we smashed it. We've crossed into Oregon. We did 32 miles. Yesterday was an amazing, amazing day. And we had a good sleep. But this is not carrying on to the next episode. For the walk to Ashland, you're going to have to jump onto the next episode, which I'm going to start in just a second. Ding dong. Weird, isn't it? Anyway, we'll love you and Levy. Thank you for joining us on our incredible day, crossing into a new state. And and join us as we head towards our first zero in over a month. Our first day off. Oh, dude. Anyway, we'll see you there.